This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free numbers 855-450-FREE. We're talking about social media, and apparently one police chief decided he was going to create a new social media account to troll other accounts online. We'll get into that. Vincent has that story, plus the latest on court rulings regarding Airbnb and what that's all about. That's all coming up here. You can also join us as we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. But here in the studio tonight with you, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Chris.
As we go to Mortified Penguin. Well, that's what his old name was. Now he's known as Morocco on the Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. Morocco, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I always keep the same screen name, so you can call me Mortified Penguin. I just changed the nickname, but time to time, spice
well,
things up.
The screen name is what's changing, because on my screen, your name is different. Anyway, go ahead.
You click on it. Yeah, anyways, I wanted to talk about some amazing essays. Actually, probably going to say really the centerpiece of my libertarian. And I've read one of the essays before, but an essay by Carl Hess, and then my favorite Murray Rothbard essay, Confiscation and the Homestead Principle. I do hope to read some more for both of them coming up. And they both discussed some interesting things. One in which Carl Hess lays out that we live in a real world. We discuss property all the time, but we live in a world where, you know, the world is divided up into property. It's owned. There's no virgin property to go. And Homestead, and Rothbard actually picks up on this. But most of the property now that exists is, you know, as he says, is of dubious title or built on, you know, coercion, violence. And
you mean like where they killed some Indians and stole the land from them?
But all over the world and in many, many different ways,
sure.
through corruption, through warfare, through all kinds of things.
There's a ton of bloodshed behind property ownership, for sure.
Yeah. That's why we have war.
And that's why that's really the point of libertarianism. I mean, is to create a completely new conception. I've thought about this, create a new conceptualization of property. It's completely different than what we know now. So he goes on. So Carl Hess goes on to say the state has, you know, been behind the idea of property, and it has benefited from and condoned and enforced slavery and launched into colonialism, imperialism, war all over the world. And it's in no position to denote and protect property and ownership, and it doesn't actually do that in any kind of just way. They both bring up the issue of slavery and it has the issue of reparations, and it just kind of goes into the idea that and they're both writing these essays in 69, so right around the 68, in the height of radicalism, back when ANCAPs were definitely
anarcho-capitalist is what ANCAP stands for. What are you driving at here exactly? I mean, are you just kind of summarizing two libertarian thinkers' viewpoint on property? I'm not really sure what the point of the call is.
When they go into the idea of reparations and the history of slavery, that's kind of relevant because the issue's being brought up perennially, and it's being brought up again, and it's kind of, so it says, the unjust idea that the United States intervened when the Confederacy seceded, mm-hmm. and they ended up declaring the slaves to be freed the slaves from their master, and let them out into a world where that was still owned by their masters, let them devoid of property, devoid of rights, devoid of an ability to defend themselves, to acquire property and stuff. And at first, they actually didn't have the Jim Crow laws because of the occupation. So it shows that they specifically put those laws in to keep a permanent underclass of African Americans, and sundown laws, and you have no blacks better be in the city before sundown, or you'll be hanging from a tree.
Oh, wow.
It's absolutely horrible stuff.
Yeah.
Well, the original plan, one of the plans, they didn't, you know, Lincoln was killed before any of it could be implemented, was to send a lot, like, I think it was called like Colonial Societies. I forget exactly what it was called, but it was to send a lot of the freed slaves back to Africa. That's how Liberia actually was established. Mm-hmm. Liberia has the same exact constitution as the United States, and a lot of freed slaves or freedmen would go there and try and establish a society. And then once Lincoln was killed, and then the partisan fighting between his successor, and so then you know, that's why we have a mess of Reconstruction. And you know, to this day, we still have issues from Reconstruction.
Absolutely. And but that's also colonialist, because there were people already in Liberia that had been just chilling there, and they had to be conquered and made to go along with the plan and have their property given up to the incoming slaves, but free slaves. But the idea is that in criminal law, in just common law, when somebody kidnaps you, forces you, coerces you, commits violence against you, you're entitled to, and they're not entitled to the fruits of your labor and the fruits of extreme crimes. But it goes back to this whole thing that they say about genocide, that you do it to one person, one case of it's a crime, one case of it's a criminal act and a travesty, but on a grand scale of millions, it's a history lesson, it's a footnote. And so it's all swept under the rug, and now we're in a situation we're in because the situation wasn't righted then. And the government now is as basically the successor government to the Confederacy, since they went and reconquered, the Confederate states. It's this government that was responsible for really putting them in a horrible situation where they did not get compensation for the crimes committed against them. And now,
okay, hold on, who didn't get compensation?
The people that were actually enslaved at the time.
Right, but they're all dead. So now what?
So now the situation is eternally complicated because,
why is it so complicated? Everybody's dead.
I think it is actually, there is a solution to this problem, but their operation shouldn't be going towards the people who are, ancestors, I guess, of descendants should be going to all of us. I mean, when am I going to get my reparations? Because I am a slave of the state currently.
You don't really mean that, right? Because, how are all of us going to get reparations? That would just be, okay, I'm going
to
give $10 in tax money and get $9 back. I mean, what is that going
to
look like?
I'm trying to point out how ridiculous this is.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
Reparation, some would argue reparations were already paid and it was through social welfare.
And that's been going on for a long time. Morocco, thank you for the call tonight. I just don't, I don't get it.
I mean, like, genetically, I'm, like, primarily Alpine Celtic. So, like, does that mean I have a right to go to the Italian government and say, you know what, the Romans kicked enslaved the Gauls and, genocided us, so give me lira
right.
or euros.
I'm 10% Jewish. Does that mean that, I should get reparations because somebody was Holocausted in the past? I mean, I'm sorry.
I'm gay. Should I get reparations?
Right. There's been gay guys beaten to death.
Right. I mean, seriously.
It's ridiculous. I mean, people in the United States are wealthier than anywhere else pretty much on the planet. I mean, there's some exceptions, but we're incredibly a wealthy society. And people here have a lot of opportunity, and to just bitch about reparations. I'm not saying that's what he was doing. I'm not really sure what point Morocco was trying to make, but it was a little bit too obtuse for me. So we're going to keep going. We got Tyler on the line in Wisconsin listening on Twitch. Go ahead, Tyler. Say that on the radio, and
I could have predicted it.
Would not have done. Board op. You cannot hit the dump button before we drop the caller. Maybe the board op muted the caller before he hit dump, but just keep that in mind. Anyway, 855, 450, free.
These people give Twitch a bad name because the second you said, so X, Y, and Z from Twitch, I'm like,
here we go. Yeah.
Actually, maybe thinking about what Morocco was saying, obviously I can't guess what exactly, but it's like, it does give an idea, since we're all, like, citizens, right? Is it possible to sell, sort of, like, exchange our citizenship for a stake in it, right? Like, selling
stake
stuff.
What?
Well, like, exchange our citizenship for a stake in the government. So, like,
we don't have citizenship.
Yes, we do. I mean, you have
no,
a government.
Don't.
Yes, we do. Well, all the paper, right? As soon as we're born.
For what's a citizen?
was someone who was born here. And is. So I'm,
no,
I'm just saying that
that's
in
not
exchange.
The definition of a citizen. A citizen is someone who owes the duty of allegiance.
I mean, for all intents
look it up
and purposes.
In Black
for
Law
all
Dictionary.
Intents and, no, I don't care what the dictionary says. For all intents and purposes.
Well, they do.
For all intents and purposes, someone who's born here is, and, you know, now someone who just, you know, crossed the Rio Grande and could go to a Democrat sanctuary city. Is
that's not a definition of a citizen.
Well, I'm saying for all intents, I mean citizen getting the benefits of his citizenship, but...
The benefits of citizenship are protection, but the government doesn't owe you protection.
And money and
no, more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
Got Vincent.
And Chris.
Liberty Con is coming up April 3rd through the 5th, so mark your calendars for Washington, D.C. at the Marriott Marquis Hotel, where you can get discounted rooms and an amazing convention that is promising over 70 pro-liberty organizations that you can network with for the purpose of career advancement or business and internship opportunities. Great speakers are going to be there, including John Mackey from Whole Foods. He's the CEO and co-founder. He'll speak on conscious capitalism. Vernon Smith won the Nobel Prize in Economics. Will speak on alternative markets. Miriam Issa is a pop culture expert and political commentator with over 300 million YouTube views. I think that makes her an influencer. And Nassim Nicholas Taleb, who spent 21 years as a risk taker before becoming a researcher in philosophical, mathematical, and practical problems with probability. There's more to learn. Go to LibertyCon.com. And get more information there about other speakers and events happening April 3rd through the 5th. And you can save $10 on your registration by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live. And yes, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. That's code FTL over at libertycon.com. So just before we get into your story, Vincent, about this police chief, I just wanted to explain further what a citizen actually is. So governments like to use this term of citizen to describe certain people. And you said you have to be born here. And generally, yes, that is one of the qualifications to be considered a citizen. However, that is not the definition of a citizen. It is a qualification. In the same way that you don't have to be born here, you can immigrate and become naturalized, and therefore you take a test in order to be given this so-called citizenship. But what you need to know about citizenship is it's bunk and it's a lie, because, or at least in the United States it is, because if you look at any definition, not just like the normal English definition in every dictionary that you look at, but also pick up a legal dictionary like Black's Law Dictionary, which of course lots of lawyers and courts and things like that refer to, the definition of citizen is the same. It's always someone who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. It's an agreement, meaning that you and the government gang have supposedly an agreement with each other that says, yes, government, I'll do what you say in return for you keeping me safe. Did you ever make that agreement with the government?
No. I mean, it's just...
So you don't have a signed statement. You don't have any kind of agreement on paper saying that you're going to be obedient and do what you're told in return for protection.
No.
You do not. Okay. Well, the government also doesn't think you do either, because whenever they have a court case, and Chris, you were referencing one of these. I don't know if it was on the air during the break, but
I was.
There are multiple court cases where the Supreme Court, and Warren versus District of Columbia is probably the top one that if you search for no obligation to protect, if you search for that on the internet, Warren versus District of Columbia is one of the first cases that comes up, but it's not the only one. There have been countless cases like this where the government gang's been sued. In the case of Warren versus District of Columbia, it was a couple of women who were being like raped and murdered, and they called the police during this confrontation or whatever, and the police didn't come until they were like basically dead or raped or whatever was it happened. I don't remember all the details, but it was something like
one
this.
Was raped, one died, something like
yeah,
that.
Something yeah, something like that. And so later on, one of them said, "Well, you didn't come when I called, and you're supposed to be protecting me. You're the government. You guys talk about protecting us all the time.
Protect and serve, right?
And you got the presidents of the United States. I remember seeing George Bush and Barack Obama. They frequently will say, it's my duty as president to protect the American people. Well, no, it's not. That's a lie. They're lying to you, because the Supreme Court said over and over again there is no obligation for the government gang at any level to protect you.
Well, it is his duty. It's just not his like legal obligation. There's nothing holding him for it.
Well, a duty is generally an obligation.
Well, I'm saying like we're talking about oughts and what's like reality. So I mean, they should, right? Like they should,
and they might
for leaders, right? I mean,
they
there's
might.
You know, moral,
but they don't have an obligation, and so therefore, if there is no obligation, there is no agreement, because again, the definition of a citizen is you have a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. So if the government says to you, "Oh, we don't have an obligation to protect you." Well, then that means that you are not their citizen, because there is no obligation. There can be no concomitant duty.
I can say that I've been objecting for a very, 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 very long time, basically my entire life, to government. So, yeah. and authority in general.
No, I'm glad you explained that. That's interesting. I mean, I think that just shows, you know, that reflects just the illegitimacy and criminality of our government, because even like the most barbaric primitive societies, right, you know, would at least have
protect their tribe,
mm-hmm. tribe, whether or not you're talking about like the Argives or Spartans or, you know, like Irish, or, you know, they would all in the past. So now today it just shows, you know, that the government's just become a total criminal enterprise.
It sure has. So let's talk about one of those criminals. You have a story from Vermont where a police chief has been outed publicly. And I don't know any of the details. I just heard the headline on this one. He was trolling on Twitter.
Yes. So this was published Associated Press. Published December 13th, Burlington. The police chief in Burlington used an anonymous Twitter account to troll a government critic, he admitted this week.
Huh.
Burlington Police Chief Brandon Del Pozzo said he took 6 weeks of medical leave to seek mental health treatment after telling...
Wow, so they're basically rewarding this guy.
So, that's paid leave.
And he has a gun, too, so that's sort of scary. You know, someone who needs to go on mental health leave has access to a firearm. You know, that's why we have red flag laws.
And supposedly...
After telling his story to the mayor, Weekly Newspaper 7 Days first reported the story Thursday. For 1 hour on July 4th, Del Pozzo said he used the anonymous Twitter account to respond to the critic. Oh, so for 1 hour, guys.
Only an hour, right?
Quote, I erased the tweets and deleted the account because I realized I was wrong and it wasn't becoming of me, he told the Associated Press in an interview Friday, which, I don't know, that sounds like deleting evidence. He told, not that he, what he did was illegal, but he told 7 Days that he created at Winkle Watchers to respond to the political activist Charles Winkleman. Winkleman posted to his website that, quote, Del Pozzo's social media is meant to bully and silence critics, whether it be private citizens or oversight groups like Copwatch, all while promoting himself, unquote. And I just want to add here that I've been...
Before you add... How did this come out? He told the mayor, so he admitted to this? They didn't, like, somebody didn't catch him. They didn't figure out that it was him. He just had a pang of conscience and just admitted it to the mayor?
Yes, he did admit it, and it goes on further that Winkleman was surprised that he admitted it to the mayor. I just want to add, but I was told, right, you know, I wasn't in school that long ago, right, you know, public school, that cyberbullying is illegal. That if someone, and bullying itself is illegal, and if you're caught bullying, you could have police show up and arrest you, which I've been bullying my whole life, and that's never happened.
They've said that, but I question the constitutionality of those laws.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So, I mean,
they're highly questionable.
And, you know, not saying that I want it to happen, but, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, laws aren't meant to protect the people who are actually victims. They're meant to protect the people in power.
Yep.
Winkleman told the Burlington Free Press on Friday that he was surprised the chief admitted it and disappointed that the mayor had known. Quote, I'm surprised it happened at all, he said. Among the exchanges that Winkleman cited was one in which Del Pozzo, under the Winkle Watchers handle, responded to a tweet by Winkleman that said, quote, all we had to do was give up $1.5 million in federal money for the Perkin Pier, referring to a waterfront park. Winkle Watchers responds in linked tweets, I know you didn't think it was possible, but yes, even a nice waterfront park can be hashtag chicky trolled. There has to be a troll sighting at the actual park yet. It can be safely be enjoyed by people.
I don't even understand what the conflict is there.
I don't either.
There's more to this. Apparently he denied, at one point he denied that he was behind it when first asked about it. There's more to the story.
All right, 855-450-FREE. You can join us. It's Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Less than 48 hours after she gaveled in the votes, making him the third president to be impeached in U.S. history, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi invited Donald Trump to
deliver his State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress on February 4th. The three-paragraph letter to the president said she's extending the invitation in the spirit of respecting the Constitution, the document she and Trump have been accusing each other of going against in recent days. White House spokesman Hogan Gidley said Trump has accepted the invitation. One person has been charged in connection with the disappearance of Austin mother Heidi Broussard and her newborn after a body believed to be the woman's was found at a home near Houston.
We did recover an infant female child that we do believe at this time is Margot. Additionally, we recovered the body of an adult female. We do believe that this is Miss Broussard.
A healthy baby was also found at the Houston area residence. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Well, now with AnyPay, you can earn passive income for every purchase made at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. They have really taken this to the next level. AnyPay already had the best app for accepting cryptocurrency payments at your point of sale, and now they've got a rewards program for the people that get the businesses set up to accept it. So, wow, this is what people have been looking for, I think, for a long time, because, you know, adding a business to accept cryptocurrency on just the love of crypto is a great thing, but knowing that you'll actually get residual income from it or residual rewards from it on into the future is a game changer. AnyPayInc.com. Go get started over there. As we continue here, Vincent, you're sharing a story about a police chief who was masquerading as somebody who, you know, created a fake account.
And the account name specifically targeted the
person. An individual.
Yes.
On Twitter. And he... at first, was somebody accused him of being the person, and he denied it. But yeah. Then he ended up having some sort of a pang of conscience and came out to the mayor, which then resulted in him coming out publicly.
Yeah. So it says the news organization, when 7 days first asked Del Pazzo, who's the police chief, about the Twitter account in July, he denied he was behind it. He then realized, he said, that he needed to account for what he had done, and he went to the mayor in person and confessed. He went on medical leave and returned to work in September. Mayor Miro Weinberger released a written statement late Friday saying he was, quote, very troubled by Del Pazzo's tweets in response of a reporter, i.e. his lying and dishonesty. He said he placed Del Pazzo on administrative leave and directed
with
him.
Pay.
it doesn't specify.
Almost always it's with pay. Unless it's specified to be without pay, it's with pay.
Yeah.
And medical leave? With pay.
So he gave him basically a
vacation.
Yeah, paid vacation.
And so what was it, like 6 weeks medical leave or something like that? It was several weeks. I believe it says it earlier in the article.
Yeah. It's,
So that's a sweet vacation. Oh, my God. I need help. I went and I created a Twitter account online, and I lied about it.
Oh, but you know, that's the thing. He directed him to turn in his badge, gun, and city phone to stop using social media. An investigation by the city confirmed that while the chief had not committed any illegal acts or explicitly violated city policy, and I mean, I'm just going to say, in regards to, like, trolling, that was pretty, I mean, he was just, like, snide or just being a smartass. I mean, like, I was expecting him to be like, law, kill yourself, you know, and I can't say the words on the radio. He clearly had conducted himself in a manner that was unacceptable, inappropriate, and not consistent with what I expect from a chief of police.
Right, he's getting raked over the coals more than a cop who murders somebody.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if a cop kills somebody, then it's like, well, we're going to investigate this. And then when they finally come back with the results of the investigation, it's, well, according to our investigation, it was actually completely by the book what this man did. Yes, he murdered that dog in cold blood, but, you know, it's not a murder when we do it. It's a legal killing. It's a legal taking of life. It's not a murder.
It was, in fact, a good thing.
Yeah, so, I mean, they are really giving this guy the third degree over this, but honestly, this is like the least offensive thing I think I've heard a cop doing.
Well, what's more offensive is his excuse for why he did it.
Okay.
So what is his excuse?
City officials soon learned that Del Pazzo had an underlying mental health condition asserted by two medical professionals that it affected his actions, he said. Del Pazzo was appointed chief in 2015, was in a bicycle crash in 2018 in which he suffered 3 skull fractures, 2 brain bleeds, and a concussion. Taking the medical leave this summer was, to, quote, to be sure that the issues resulting from my bike crash and the challenges of policing in the spring and summer weren't the type of thing that would cause a mistake like that again, he said. Weinberger said, quote, the chief's overall service to date had been otherwise excellent. He said he believes he deserved a second chance and that he warned him that any repeat conduct would lead to an immediate dismissal.
Wow. You bet, boy.
So, I mean, it was, and Daryl, former host Daryl, got into a lot of, you know, had like head injuries and trauma. Did he ever use that to blame as an excuse for his behavior? Or did he ever go and troll people on Twitter and then say, oh, I wasn't thinking straight?
No.
You know, and I just find it fun. He blames his poor behavior on that. But then the mayor also says, oh, up until then, he had excellent service. So, I mean, it's just, It's no excuse. At this point, no excuse is better than the excuse. Would have been better than the excuse.
Yeah. I think he's right.
855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. I mean, if that's the worst case they've got Burlington?
Yes, Burlington.
That's not the capital. That's one of the larger northern cities, and it's not even that big. I think it's only like 15,000 or 10,000 people.
I mean, it's big for Vermont, you know. It's bigger than...
Yeah. What?
Man, that would mean
it's a college town. I know that.
That would mean it's smaller than Keene.
I believe it is. Anyway, if you want to join us, you can. Let's change gears. We're going international. Chris, you had a story tonight about Airbnb, and we have been discussing in recent weeks that they have been, I think the most recent story about Airbnb, at least that we covered, was Boston, where Boston is now cracking down with Airbnb's assistance. They came to an agreement in a lawsuit where Airbnb is going to be Boston's bitch, and they're going to come down on the users of Airbnb, on the people that have their houses up for rent, or their rooms for rent. And if you don't have the Boston license, there's like going to be a field where you have to enter in your Boston license number for renting your home out. If you don't have that, Airbnb will report you. to the Boston police and or the zoning enforcement or whoever the hell it is that's enforcing this, and they're going to come after you. So
this is a surprising ruling out of Europe. It's not what I would have expected, just because Europe is so heavy-handed when it comes to I like to say the word socialism and regulatory and nanny state. Yeah, I'm kind of surprised. But the title of the story is the story is from TechCrunch, and the story of the title is Airbnb is a platform, not an estate agent, says Europe's top court. So basically, they were trying to regulate it, I guess, as an estate agent, which has all these licenses and regulations and things.
And what is an estate agent? Like, kind of like a booker? Like somebody who books a hotel?
It's somebody that's highly regulated. I'm not sure. Let's read a little bit into the story, because it'll go into a little bit more detail on that. Airbnb will be breathing a sigh of relief today. Europe's top court has judged it to be an online platform, which merely connects people looking for short-term accommodation rather than a full-blown estate agent. The ruling may make it harder for the home sharing platform to be forced to comply with local property regulations, at least under current regional rules governing e-commerce platforms. The judgment of by the Court of Justice of the European Union today follows a complaint made by a French tourism association, which had argued Airbnb should hold a professional estate agent license, and that by not having one, the platform giant was in breach of a piece of French legislation known as the Hoge Law. However, the court disagreed, citing with Airbnb's argument that its business must be classified as an information society service under EU directive on electronic commerce. So, yeah, it's not, I don't know what an estate agent is here. Doesn't seem to
be. Well, whatever it is, it's not Airbnb.
Right.
I'm gonna presume that an estate agent is essentially somebody who is a booker of hotel rooms or of a temporary stay, right? Like, you can get a month-long house through this agent. But what they're saying is Airbnb is not that, because they're just a connector. And that's what these companies, these gig economy companies, have been arguing.
Right.
That's what Uber has argued about its service. And let's look up estate agent. Let's see if we get a little bit more
worth it,
rather than just speculating on it. We'll tell you a little more about that coming up here, because it's probably like a European regulatory term.
Probably.
855, 450, free. But this sounds like it's really good news for Airbnb, and it may also bode well for others like Uber or Lyft, who have always said, hey, we're just the connector. We're a matchmaker. We, you know, like a dating agency, you know. 855 450 free. You can join us here. Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. Even in these remaining moments, we have enough time for you. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And you can, of course, go to our website where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. You can drop by the Free Talk Live forum at forum.lrn.fm or forum.freetalklive.com. Either one will get you there. It's part of the larger Shire forums where you can discuss things like ForkFest. ForkFest.party is where you can go to learn more about the upcoming ForkFest, which is a festival, a libertarian camping festival that is decentralized. That means there's no board of directors, there's no organizer, which means that everybody kind of is in charge of their own selves. So you organize your own campsite. And if you want to bring people to your campsite, you want to put something there for them to do, maybe host a game night like a poker game or put a musical event on or, I don't know, a play or, you know, have a speaker series or whatever you want to do, you can do it at ForkFest because you're in control of what happens there and so is everybody else. It's happening June 29th until July 5th. You can go to ForkFest.party. It's an unofficial website where you can learn more and link over to the ForkFest Telegram chat room, which has been active quite a bit. There's a lot of chat going on there, a lot of planning stuff, people getting together and kind of figuring out what they're going to do. Some people, you know, it's still pretty early on, and you know, a lot of people haven't registered their campsite yet, but that's all you got to register. There's no tickets for ForkFest. You just have to contact Rogers Campground, which is where this event's going to happen, June 29th until July 5th. And you can do that and then lock down your RV site or your camping site or your motel room. It is up to you how you want to attend ForkFest. But you ought to be there. If you love Liberty, this is going to be a great one. It's been a bigger event year after year. This is going to be the fourth one in 2020. And this year's, 2019's, was very, very good. Like, surprisingly, much larger than I thought it was going to be. And I think number four is probably going to top it. And
the flippening.
And some people are calling it the flippening, meaning that it's not only going to flip its location, it used to happen the week before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. In 2020, it's going to happen the week after. And so that's going to change the dynamic of the event. And it's going to happen during Independence Day. So that's going to be awesome. There's going to be fireworks and more to announce as people kind of figure out what they're going to do there. I know Jay Noon's talking about renting the pavilion out. I don't know if that's, you know, whoever rents the pavilion out first gets the pavilion, right? So, like, if you want to get, like, one of the official
It's going to go on for multiple days. So there could be multiple people renting the pavilion, theoretically, right?
Yeah, unless they rent the whole thing for the whole week.
Right, right.
So check it out over at forkfest.party, and we'll look forward to seeing you June 29th until July 5th. So you're sharing with us, Chris, some what sounds like really good news, at least for Europe, Europeans who are looking to stay, or people visiting Europe looking to stay in Airbnbs.
Probably because, people traveling to Europe and or within traveling within Europe.
Right, because what this court has decided is that Airbnb legally is not considered, what was the term?
An estate agent.
Which you looked up.
Right, I looked it up, so I'll read off the definition here. So a person whose job involves selling and renting out buildings and land for clients, a real estate agent.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all it is.
Yeah, somebody who stands
so
in between.
So they're not a broker. They're not a real estate agent. They're not somebody who has to have any kind of a license, or at least not that type of license, which probably requires all sorts of, you know, paperwork,
taking classes,
classes and
fees.
Right, fees and so on.
And this is going to really upset the real estate agents.
Right, because it cuts the... I mean, how do you compete with somebody who's just a platform?
Right.
It's effectively putting real estate agents, or at least that deal with tourists, it eliminates competition in the marketplace.
I love it.
So, it's...
And I don't really... Again, I'm not a huge fan of all these companies' policies, whether it be Airbnb or Uber. I mean, I don't like how Airbnb just bent right over for the Boston government. You know, they're doing the bidding of the Boston government, cracking down on people there. So
this is why we need more decentralized platforms.
Yes.
To hinder the ability of government to crack down.
Right. If there were a blockchain-based... competitor to Airbnb, where there were no centralized company that they could target with their stupid court rulings and regulations and stuff, then you really do just have this sort of impervious platform that could not be taken down. If it were blockchain-based and decentralized, you wouldn't be able to stop it. Whereas with Airbnb, you can order it to court, you can shut it down, you can...
I wouldn't go so far as saying you can't shut down the individuals using the platform, but it's going to be a lot more work, right? Like, if you have to go after
each individual. Target the individual, yeah,
right.
Sure.
And so...
In Boston, there were, before the crackdown,
6,000
listings on Airbnb.
Wow.
In one city. I mean, that's tremendous.
Yeah.
That would be a lot of work for them to go after those people.
Yeah, that would be. Talk about... And imagine if people actually, like, fought it, like, in court and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, that would clog the courts.
So they've ruled this is a platform, and does it get into any detail on, like, why they decided to make that decision?
The court's judgment suggests that enforcement of restrictive measures against a provider of information society services may only occur on a very exceptional basis, subject to strict substantive... substantive and procedural conditions, including prior specific notification to the European Commission. It's a ruling that Uber may well look enviously upon at given...
What was the word?
Enviously.
Yeah, okay.
At given in the case of its ride-hailing platform, the CJEU reached a very different conclusion a couple of years ago, finding Uber to be a transportation service, not merely a tech platform.
Now, is this the same court that made that decision?
Yes, that's my understanding.
Oh, my God. Ridiculous.
Yeah, so they're
it's
actually
the
making...
the same thing.
But here's the problem. This is government. They make contradictory rulings all the freaking time.
And political rulings.
Right.
It's the same thing. These people are basically digital matchmakers. There's two sets of users. There's the set of users who wants to rent their home out, and the set of users who wants to rent a room. And they put those people together.
Yeah.
That's all they do.
They're basically... Okay, so the court basically... Apparently they were... Actually, I guess they compared the Airbnb to Uber, actually, and why they made the decision differently.
Really?
And effectively what they're saying is Uber is too involved in the process, as opposed to Airbnb being more decentralized, or something to that effect.
Huh.
Anyway...
Yeah, I would love to hear more about their ruling.
I mean, we have talked about... Uber, we just talked about it 2 seconds ago about how if it was more decentralized, they wouldn't be able to enforce. And effectively, right. The court in Europe is somewhat agreeing with that logic. So,
yeah, but Airbnb's not decentralized.
It's not decentralized. I would agree with you that, but it's not. They don't have as much control over the processes.
I don't know. I would have to read this.
This is the argument that was being made anyway. Yeah. Okay, and apparently the court agrees.
Yeah, I'm glad.
So, it sounds like
it's probably because the court. But it's probably because the court. Somebody on the court has like an Airbnb room, that they rent out. It's probably that simple.
Well, let me read what the court actually said. So, in the present case, the court found that an intermediation service such as that provided by Airbnb Ireland satisfied those conditions, and the nature of the links between the intermediation service and the provision of accommodation did not justify departing from the classification of that intermediation service as an information society service, and thus the application of Directive 2031.
Translation, they didn't do enough to be considered a real estate agent.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
But again, I would still like to hear, and I'm not saying you have this at hand, but I'd like to hear them compare why they thought Uber was so much more involved. Is it because, I mean, they both have an app. So they both have rules. So, they both have rules for their clients and offers to follow.
Airbnb's service is not aimed at providing immediate accommodation services, but rather, it consists essentially of providing a tool for presenting and finding accommodation for rent, thereby facilitating the conclusion of future rental agreements.
So because Airbnb is more, like it takes longer to make a deal because you have to, you know, you got to book your room in advance, whereas Uber, it's like, I need a ride right now. That's the difference?
Sounds like it. Is in no way indispensable to the provision of accommodation services, since the guests and hosts have a number of other channels in that respect, some of which are longstanding, and it found nothing indicate Airbnb sets or caps the amount of rent of the rents charged by the host using the platform. So I guess
pricing
is set by...
Yeah, that is one difference.
By the platform.
That's a good point.
For Uber, but not for Airbnb.
I still think the rule's BS. I think the ruling be inconsistency.
I think it's kind of ridiculous, too.
It's total
personally.
BS. But yeah, that is one difference. And the Uber does decide, based on the market, what they're going to charge per mile and what their fees are. So if you were to get an Uber in Manchester, in New Hampshire, it would be a different price than it might be in Austin, Texas, even though the length of the drive was the same. So Uber does set that centrally, and that's one of the failings of Uber is it needs to be more decentralized. Let the drivers make decisions. That's one of the things that's nice about Cell 411 is each driver makes their own decisions. It's a much more decentralized ride-sharing platform. Cell 411, you can go to getcell411.com to check that out or just download it. And check out Chris at Freedom Decrypted.com and Vincent at Questioning Authority.
Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You know, I've always been high energy, you know, just going, going, going. And I turned 40 last November, and I was tired all the time. Now, taking the balance of nature, I just feel good. You know, I have energy when I get home to still wrestle with my kids and do the honeydews at home. Nice. I can tell that it just restored me to feeling normal, which is great.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.